Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's What Do You Think program. I'm Nick Johnson, and I'm joined today by Danielle Russell. She is the Development and Communications Director for the CAN Council, CAN being an acronym for Child Abuse and Neglect. April is Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month, so she's here to talk with us today about that and what the CAN Council is and does. So, good morning, Danielle, and welcome to the show. Thank you for stopping in today.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're very excited to be here.
Oh, it's awesome. It's a good time. I'm glad you were able to make it. So, and then, I don't know, did you want to start off maybe a little bit about the CAN Council and, history of that, where you're coming from and how that came about to have you up here?
Yeah, it's a great story, really. There were volunteers here in the community, here on County. The community cares about the kids for decades. We had volunteers here, boots on the ground, that cared quite a bit about the kids, and their biggest focus was prevention. So that's really the root of here on County's CAN Council. We had some pretty staggering statistics here, child abuse cases that went up quite a bit over a five-year period. And the prosecutor here in Huron County, Tim Rutkowski.
I was going to say Tim Rutkowski, correct? Yeah.
He knew about the forensic interviewing process.
So
Children's Advocacy Centers have forensic interviewing to prevent kids being interviewed, you know, 14 different times after something happens.
After an already traumatic enough experience, then having to go through the ring of new person after new person after new person.
Yeah, when there's an allegation made, quite a few people need to hear the account of what happened.
Right.
You know, and when we put children through multiple interviews, that re-traumatizes them. It also creates issues for the case. So, so these volunteers in Huron County started talking with CAN Council Great Lakes Bay Region about how we could join forces and get more services and programs here in this community for Huron County kids.
Right. So, because originally you were in Bay City and Saginaw before you had a place here.
Yeah, we have an advocacy center in Bay City, in Saginaw, and we actually do a remote advocacy center serving Aranet County too.
Okay.
So another rural community. To be able to provide that forensic interview.
Right.
So, so we joined forces, and in 2019, we opened our Children's Advocacy Center here in Bad Axe. It's right across from the courthouse, too. So, so that process looks like, you know, if there's an allegation made, we have a care coordinator that works with a non-offending caregiver to bring that child in for the interview. Mm-hmm. They're one-on-one with that forensic interviewer.
Yeah.
So, and this staff member of ours is specially trained. They know, you know, what they're able to ask. They're amazing at building rapport. It really, truly is incredible how these kids come in and feel so, you know, comfortable enough with our staff to be able to disclose some significant abuse that's happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're sitting down with a stranger. And as a kid, I mean, which is intimidating enough, but I'm sure it takes a lot of training, like you said, and some pretty talented individuals to be able to navigate the full psychological ramifications and aspects and hurdles of a situation like that, to be able to build a repertoire and talk about such horrendous and heinous things.
Yeah. And then, you know, anyone that needs to hear that interview is in, we call it our MDT room. So they're viewing it over a big TV screen, you know, so they're not in the room with the child, which could be very intimidating.
Sure.
You know, depending on who you're talking to, you might not feel comfortable enough to disclose.
Right.
You know, so they're able to be one-on-one with our staff and the whole team of professionals, you know, our law enforcement detectives, the prosecutor, CPS, you know, anyone that needs to hear that. They are, you know, in that room. They can talk about the case. they can view that interview taking place, but removing any kind of intimidation or unnecessary, you know, extra interviews
right.
for that child.
Still have the professionals that need to be there, but in an out of the way, so to speak, kind of way, so that the child can connect one-on-one, but still have the people there that need to be there kind of behind the scenes, seeing how everything's going. And because that's a big thing, I'm sure, too. I mean, just besides actually trying to talk, you know, with a child, you get into the legal part of it, and then it's like, you know, you have to worry about, well, the way that question was asked, I don't know if that'll hold up, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's, I imagine, being ignorant to the process, there are probably just 1,001 things to have to keep track of.
There are a lot of things our interviewers have to be aware of. They work really closely with prosecution as well as their formal training that they have. We even do mock interviews with other advocacy centers around the state, just to keep everybody fresh and, you know, to continue the education needed to be able to, because if we get a disclosure, we absolutely want that to be able, you know, to be used in court. So,
right.
You know, and then if something comes out, regardless, you know, we're able to work with the child and family to make sure beyond that, you know, this is just part of their healing journey, right?
Right.
So if something, you know, if we can save that one child and, you know, we connect them with free counseling, you know, what are the next steps needed to help that child on their healing journey? So we're kind of an aid, you know, to the prosecution in the case, right?
Right.
It's a major role in that process, but first and foremost, we're here for the child, and you know, concerned about their experience going through this. You know, they've already been through quite a bit.
Right, so. Like you said, the first thing is right, because it's the kind of stuff, and I'm sure you've seen many, many horrible things. Unfortunately, it's a dark topic, but one that needs to be addressed. And you guys are doing well at that. And you know, like you said, the well-being and being able to help a child move forward, so that hopefully it's not something that becomes an impairment for life, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, etc. You know, very much.
Yeah, and then we have other programs. So, you know, as we've been in the community longer, so, you know, it started with prevention. You know, we opened up this advocacy center. You know, I think in the past, maybe a little bit over a year, we've had at least 80 children that have come through there. You know, we're probably closer to 200 year to date. I'd have to check that for sure.
Right,
but that's
what I was going to ask you about, too. And that's, you said 80 within the last year and a half, you said?
Yeah.
And you started up here in Huron County in 2019?
Yeah.
And so what did that look like from like 2019 to around now? Is that what you were saying, around 200?
We continued. We went right through the pandemic. So it was kind of like we opened our doors and then the pandemic hit. But that is one service that was not removed from the community. So we continued, you know, obviously with a lot of safety measures and precautions.
Yeah, with all the hand gels
but
and masks.
But we did not cease. Yes. So operations continued. You know, especially during that time, you know, our kids need us to show up for them.
Yeah.
So,
well, and that actually probably one of the best times to have it available, because I can remember, I mean, amongst the many things getting talked about during that time was instances of domestic issues, so to speak, being on the rise because people were at home more and, you know.
Yeah, it's always important to report. And a lot of the people who are reporting, you know, might be within the schools or other, you know, school counselors. And that's another, you know, during Child Abuse Prevention Month in April, that's something, you know, to get out there. If you see something, say something, you know. So we all have a role. And that's the time, you know, every day is Child Abuse Prevention Day, right?
Well, really,
you know, so
yes,
this month we're really looking at, you know, your role, you know, as a community member, as a neighbor, you know, as a family member, you know, we all have a role to protect, you know, the littlest residents of Huron County.
I like
so,
that term.
Yeah.
That's a good term, the littlest residents.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
while we're right there, if you don't mind, like, so, because I probably, you know, with like with everything, you run into those things like, is that something that's bad? Is that something that's not? What should I do? What should I say? What should I, is it not worth? I mean, what are some of the things if you are, you know, if you're concerned What are some of the things you'd look for?
You should always call.
Just the concern in and of itself
Still, it's still a reported incident then, because even if you're not so sure, you can report anonymously.
Yeah,
that's a myth.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like, oh, they'll definitely know it's me.
Yeah.
You can absolutely report anonymously. So
it
is always in the best interest of the child if there's anything concerning. And then from there, you're reporting to CPS. So, and from there, you know, they can investigate. And you don't know if you call, that could actually be the third call they've had.
Sure,
you know?
Right,
and so,
right.
You know, that's still a documented, it's still important to
right,
do.
Right.
So,
and I suppose if there ends up being no smoke, no fire, then it's not harm done,
so
to speak. You know what I mean? And so,
yeah, and I think people can feel a lot of weight. Well, it's not my business, but that child is counting on all of us to keep an eye on them, right? So you could be the person that saves them, you know? And if that call warrants an interview at our center and they disclose that abuse, you won't know. But you save them.
So
that's what we all need to keep in mind, that, child safety should be number one priority.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those things where, if the, like you said, that's probably the first indication if there's concern, well, there's probably a reason for the concern. And then, like you said, better sometimes, with the concern and having nothing than have there be something and having not said or reported and neglected, and then that kid is just stuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, another one of our major programs that is newer to Huron County, we're very excited to have launched our CASA program last year.
Yeah.
CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates.
Right.
Judge Prill here was instrumental in getting that going.
Oh, and helping with that.
Yes.
Okay.
We definitely need the courts to buy in on this program because these volunteers are really reporting back to the judge. So let's say a child comes through our advocacy center, right? And they disclose significant abuse going on at home, and then they're removed from that home and placed into foster care or the court system, whether that be like a family placement or foster care. Through that process, many of our kids have their whole support system has faded away.
Yeah.
So who's their adult?
Right.
Right.
And that's where the CASA, like you were saying, comes in, right? Kind of to help be there. And from what I could gather, it looks like if there's court dates or anything, this CASA person, this court appointed special advocate, will be there for them through that.
Yeah, they see them every 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
And our goal is safe permanency for that child.
Yeah, right.
We don't want them to end up back in a home they shouldn't have been placed back into. It's very hard for a judge to make, those calls. The CASA is meeting with, all the people in this child's life, and just making those reports back, just how they're part of that team that can contribute and give information so that judge can make the best possible decision with all the information present.
Well, I like that you're touching on that too, because it's not like this is just a quick process. You guys get a phone call and swoop in and take someone's kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty thoroughly investigated situation, because I think some people, not everyone, but some people get overly concerned about, oh, my kid has a bruise from playing, they're going to come take my kids away. And that's just not the case.
Right. And that's CPS's role in our process. We work with CPS, but we kind of come after those reports are made, and then it warrants an interview, and then, insert can counsel, from there.
Right.
Yeah, and with our CASA volunteers, they are volunteers too. It's pretty incredible.
That's pretty amazing, what they give. Yeah.
And it could be anybody. I mean, obviously, you're going to get a thorough background check.
As should be the case, especially when dealing with children. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then, you could be a CASA volunteer. It's not a retired lawyer or a retired school teacher. I mean, they all make great CASAs, right?
But you don't have to have gone through 10 years of law school to be able to do
Yes.
This particular.
We provide all the training. It's absolutely free. You know, they're, you know, you're seeing that child every 7 to 10 days. You know, they build great rapport with the child, and it really gives them a voice, you know, through the process too.
Well, someone to trust as you build that rapport. I mean, that's a big thing, not just for kids, but for adults too. I mean, adults can empathize with that, you know, you're not going to talk to someone you don't trust about some of the most, deepest things going on in your life, and even much more so for a kid, you know.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, kids that have been given up on, right? So and we see their life completely turn around with a CASA volunteer. It's truly a life-changing volunteer role. I mean, you know, kids who are struggling in school, who you know, they believe there's nobody left for them, you know, and then they get somebody who is consistent. You know, they get moved, you know, kids get moved a lot. Sometimes we see 5 placements in a year, you know, and so their CASA, you know, we tell our kids, like, no matter where you go, we'll find you, you know, so, you know, and they show up for them.
Which is big, because that's all scary. I mean, it just, there's so many facets of it that are terrifying for a child.
You know, we start to see these kids turn around a little bit, like with that consistent adult, you know, their grades will come up and they start getting more hope. You can see it.
And like just the life kind of come back, which is sad to see. You know, you shouldn't be as jaded as they have to be at that age. Not until you're like my age. Then you can be that, you know, a little more jaded because life has gotten to you a little bit.
Yeah.
But at that age, it's like, man, you just, you know, the joy of being a kid. So it's horrible to see that. When a child isn't able to experience that, it's very, very sad.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're, you know, we're trying to bring that hope back, right? And that goes back, you know, even to Child Abuse Prevention Month. So you see the pinwheels everywhere.
Yes.
Michigan Sugar, like, sponsored, so they planted it at all. Yes, so you'll see a lot of them, even in farm fields this year, you know. So
was it the second? Did I remember reading that right? I think you were at the Huron. I don't know if you were, but it was April 3rd
up
at the Huron County Courthouse. We did a story on that, I think, and you guys were doing pinwheels there.
Yeah, we planted pinwheels.
And the pinwheels are because they represent the happy childhood that every child should be able to experience, if I remember correctly.
Yes, you got it.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, that's
If my wife is listening, put that on the calendar.
That's right.
Every once in a while, I can nail it.
That's right. So that's what we're, that's the goal, right? A happy, healthy, full life for our children.
Absolutely.
So, you know, CAS is a part of that. So, it's kind of getting that full circle of these services, you know, out to Huron County so that, you know, these children have better outcomes.
Right,
you know, if, you know, we, it's like the power of one. You'll see that sometimes our CEO will say that just even one child, you know, like, so CASA is just that one child that you reach, you know, you have, you know, you've made a major change.
I mean,
you've
for
truly
them,
changed a life.
For them, it's everything. You know, and it's, I mean, it's a good thing, but it's sad, really, how little encouragement people need to just change their life that never receive it, you know. And so I'm sure that when they get involved, coming from a very bad background, with some people who can give them some encouragement, give them the hope, you know, that's great for you all to be able to see that. But like you said, it's just life changing for a child.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then kind of going back to, you know, we all hope to work ourselves out of the CAC and CASA, right? That means all of our kids are safe.
Yeah.
So we're only doing prevention. So that, you know,
that's
our major goal.
Ultimately, right.
Yeah. So, and we've expanded on that since the original, you know, volunteer group that was, you know, that started, you know, children's advocacy here in Huron County. You know, now we've added a lot of new programs for prevention, you know, trying to reach our littlest residents all the way, you know, so we have programs we're doing for the schools, absolutely free. We have a Safety Matters program that we're bringing into Huron County School. So if anyone is a listener that, you know, works at a school and we're not there yet, we'd love to be, you know, and then we have all age appropriate based on the grade, you know, so how old are they, you know, what content can we bring in? And then all the way up to our high school, you know, classrooms that, you know, where we, we're talking a little bit more in depth, you know, and I'll be honest, a lot of these programs that we end up, you know, doing in the schools often lead to a disclosure, you know, because we're trying to provide kids with the tools.
The outlet and, you know, a place to be able to. Mm-hmm.
And what to do. Who's the safe adult? You know, who can you tell? And sometimes they do feel safe enough with our prevention educators, you know, to come forward, you know, after those educational presentations. And then we can take the right steps to get them the help that they need.
That they need, Well, and that's great, too, taking into mind, you know, some of the stuff you're doing aimed at various age brackets, because different ages learn differently and respond differently to different things. I talked about that with a past guest with some of the stuff they were doing, and in their area they were doing the same thing. They had some, you know, they would have different events, different flyers, different programs, and, you know, maybe one age bracket was 5 to this and then this to that, because, you know, youth, a very young youth, is interested and responds to different things than a teen adolescent does, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely. And a big topic right now is digital, right? So so social media. So we've actually responded that from two levels. One is in classrooms in high school, you know, middle school, high school, talking about even cyberbullying and media safety. And then on the other side, we have free programs for parents navigating the digital world, because they don't know, you know, they feel lost by it.
Right,
you know, they didn't grow up
with cell
phones.
Well, it's a different world. Yeah, it's a completely different world.
So we're, you know, we have programs, you know, free programs for caregivers and parents who, we actually just had one in Huron County yesterday. At the ISD. But if anybody was interested in that, they could always, you know, go to cancouncil.org, and we could, you know, we have, you know, a lot of free programs that we would go in and do for parents and even professionals.
Yes,
you know, we have
the whole gamut, so to speak.
That's right.
Of what you might be interested in, you'll be able to find it there.
Yeah.
And your website is too, just to touch on that. I spent some time navigating that, and it's set up very user-friendly, so it's not something if you go on to that you're going to need a coding degree to be able to figure out. It's very clean, very sharp, very user-friendly, able to find exactly what you might be looking for, you know, within a couple of clicks.
Yeah, so there's another one, too, coming up, actually, in another program for anyone that is interested. We have... I guess it is at the Bay ISD, because all of our Huron County stuff has already... Oh, no, we do have one more. I'm sorry about that.
No,
April 24th, we do have another Parenting in a Digital World at the Huron ISD. So if that is something, you know, parents or caregivers are interested in, April 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the Huron County ISD, again, you could look to our website for more information on getting involved with that. But we've been asked about it a lot. We also offer free parenting classes, and that comes up quite a bit as a struggle area. So, it's kind of us learning, you know, what are our parents struggling with that we can help them? Because you know, predators have access to kids online, and trying to keep your children safe from...
Safe and, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a very... It's open to the... It's one of those things where I don't know that anything is inherently bad or good, but certainly with everything new comes the possibility for both good and bad. And there are certainly the bad people out there that will take advantage of anything new to try to help them further their own disgusting intentions.
Yeah, so, you know. And that's, you know, we'll address it. Parents will learn about apps to look for, how to talk to their kids about this, you know, how to keep their kids safe online. Our prevention educator is a very... just incredible and inspiring person, and I know that, you know, it's going to be very easy for anyone to connect or ask the questions that, you know, you don't need to be afraid to ask, because this is something that you know, it's really just difficult if you didn't grow up with a cell phone to know.
Right, and that's, it's like you said, it's just, it's cool that the skill developed by the people, because, you know, it can be very awkward for some people to even talk about this kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. like you were speaking about the person who you can talk to there, to be able to have that ability or to have developed that skill to be able to, hey, it's weird, it's hard, but we can talk about this and let's see what we can do. You know, help people get through that initial maybe, I don't know, stage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and again, on like if anybody is interested in, you know, you could have one of these presentations that we're coming in, you know, to talk to your Rotary Club or Lions Club or, you know, or just come and talk to your employees or, you know, any, you know, and anybody who's a parent, caregiver, has children in their life can benefit from some of these educational programs. Like our Stewards of Children is a program where we're talking to adults about recognizing the signs. You talked about what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
So that program addresses, we actually have like video series where you're actually hearing from survivors.
Okay.
On how these, you know, abusers work their way. How do they gain the trust of the family? How do they gain access to that child? So we're addressing those things and other signs. And then from there, how to report, how, you know, what do you, you know, so it kind of addresses, you know, what to look for as well as, you know, how to report. So, right. And these are free, you know, so you know, there's no cost
to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And that's great. Yeah. It's taking it, what could be a very overwhelming situation. And you get, that's often the hardest thing is what's taking the first step. And mm-hmm. if you're not familiar with it, you might be looking in 40 directions like, I don't know, but you right. guys have taken that and said, okay, look, here's one, here's two, here's, you know, it can be.
As a parent, I know I did, so I did the Stewards of Children before I was a parent and I had notes, right? Things I was thinking of that about my nieces and about just the kids in my life or just things. And then after I was a parent, I probably had 2 pages of notes. And I work at the Camp Council, you know, but just what do I look for in a child care center? Like, what are some questions or some things that I can do, you know, preventing those one-on-one situations between adult and a child too, you know? Things you can do as a parent, practices that you can take just to help keep your kids safe. You know, it's
the whole
prevention
part of it to keep it from even getting to a point, like you said, of the abuse.
Correct.
You know, you stop it. It's just like preventative care, going to the hospital, doing stretches, exercises, you know, trying to stop the potential harm from even happening.
Yeah. And you know, just as it's kind of been difficult in, you know, healthcare to fund prevention or, you know, we talk about like leaning more toward prevention. It's the same for us, you know?
So,
you know, we have some fundraising teams out in the community, you know, that are doing some things this month, to help us raise money to continue these programs in Huron County. And we have a fundraiser coming up too.
I was going to say, are we looking at, the golf fundraiser you're talking about in particular? I know it's not just that one, but I thought that was, I was going through some of that and I was like, oh, this is a pretty cool idea. We're coming into the time of the year where the golfers are going to want to get back out, and
that's right,
the prices for being a sponsor on that. I'll let you talk about it, but I did go through that and thought, oh wow, this is a good idea.
Yeah, thanks. Well, Golf Sit is our, that's our largest, it's our only big fundraiser for our Huron County services. So it's on June 28th at Verona Hills Golf Club. Mark your calendars. And again, on our website, cancouncil.org/golfsit is where you can find information on this. So it's a great fun day out on the golf course.
You get to have some fun with friends, supporting a good cause.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so back before, I don't know if you remember, but we used to have the Huron County Can Council used to do a roof sit. So then they were up on the roof.
Okay. Yep.
So, you know, there's liability things nowadays with letting people hang out on your roof. So
just coming and hanging out on the roof.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, come on over. We'll play Twister up there. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess if there's any business listening that, you know, doesn't mind taking that liability on, maybe we would look at that again. But,
yeah,
you know, it was fun. It was really fun. And it got people in the community community involved as like fundraising teams,
yeah.
you know?
So, well, it grabs attention.
Yeah. You know? And so, we kind of combine that. So like right now, like in April, we have fundraising teams kicking off, right? So you will be able to go into like Thumb Sell right now, you know, in Pigeon or Bad Axe, and they're selling, you know, pinwheels for a donation. And then, you know, North Star and Independent Bank and Thumb Bank and Trust. And, you know, there's a few different businesses here in town that you'll come in, you'll see pinwheels or you'll see, you know, a bake sale or something going on,
right.
you know, and they're all competing for our traveling trophy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great though, because look, these types of things, this nonprofit work, I mean, it's not inexpensive to be able to do what you're trying to do.
Yes.
You know, it all costs money, and especially nowadays, nothing is in the realm of inexpensive to buy, to broadcast, to try to get a message out, and then the actual services being offered that are being offered for free, which is great. That's free to the people who need it. But it has to be paid for somewhere,
yes,
so the fundraising is very important.
We are here because of the generosity of this community,
right?
100%.
That's what you started off saying, even when we were talking off air. That was one of the first things you were talking about, was just the amazing generosity and spirit of the people around this area that allowed you to be able to come and be part of, bring your organization to this area and be part of.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. You know, I get to work with a lot of just incredible people who, like I said, they care a lot about the kids in Huron County.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, anybody, like so far Golf Set, that's presented by Thumb Bank and Trust. We've got a lot of good, you know, support there too. And a lot of sponsors come in, you know, to the board right now, like as we just kind of put out our flyer and everything for it. But there's a sponsorship on there called For the Kids.
For the Kids, yeah.
You could give anything and be a For the Kids sponsor.
Sponsor.
So if you are inspired by this work and, you know, what we're doing for children here, you could go on and become, you know, if you have $20, whatever it is, your name will go on the sponsor board.
So your name is on there, right?
Yeah. So, so it's a great opportunity, you know, at any amount, you know, to just be able to show your support and, you know, to give a donation to continue, you know, these services and hopefully grow them, you
know,
and meet whatever need we see, you know, from children and families here.
Absolutely. And the golf, there is a lot of, even within that too, like you said, you can do just a general sponsorship of everything. But there's a lot of cool, you know, you've got various hole sponsorships. You can sponsor a hole, longest putt, shortest putt, longest drive, all that kind of stuff. So maybe when I was younger, I might have tried for longest drive or something. But, you know, I'm not sure if my arthritis would let me give a go. I might have to try for the putting thing,
you know,
or something. You know?
You just, you know, try it for the kids, you know?
Yeah, you know. So. As I'm getting wheeled around kind of in my wheelchair for a while, it was for the kids. Oh, it was worth it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. These fundraising teams that are out in the community right now doing things, they actually come out to the golf course too, and they, you know, spin a wheel when you're at a hole, like play a little cornhole, win some prizes.
Yeah.
So they kind of continue the fun out on the course too. It's a great, you know, we've got music, we feed everyone really well, you know, you look forward to your hot dog at the turn.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
And then we do a nice meal, you know, when you're coming in, you know, after your 18 holes. So a lot of great, there's like a bucket drop raffle.
That's
so
right, it's a full 18 holes.
So, and we have, we had so many businesses that put together baskets and other opportunities, you know, people could buy raffle tickets for. So it's a really good time. And we just have lucked out with the weather, too. It's
just been beautiful.
And I know right now we're all dreaming about, you know, with the nice days that we have. So
we're getting that little bit of tease.
That's
with
right.
It, Now, what if I wanted to come and instead of playing 18 holes, could I just come and eat 18 hot dogs?
You know what? If you have a donation, I will make just about anything work for you.
I was going to say, I'll make a donation, but maybe I'll skip the 18 holes and just go for 18 hot dogs.
That would be totally fine.
Some kind of special Nick Johnson pig donation, we could call it.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, we could add in, I mean, hot dog eating contest at one of the holes. I can see it.
Hey,
you could be a fundraising team. You could do it on air, then you could come out. People could donate.
There you
they
go.
Could bet on how many hot dogs you're going
to
eat.
I can eat before I pass out or have to get pulled off by an ambulance or something. Yeah.
Well, hey, now this is recorded, so you can't
I know,
go back.
There's no backing out of
everybody
it now.
Heard
I mean, everybody
18,
heard
right?
it at 18. I think I could.
Yeah.
I mean, not that, you know, I say that with a little bit of pride. Probably shouldn't have that pride behind that. But nonetheless, hey, I got to take what I've got, you know. that's my special attribute.
Yeah, see that enthusiasm right there. Right. That's how we're going to have a record-breaking fundraiser. So.
Exactly. You know, maybe we could just build. I keep telling them here they should just build a little trough for me on the wall.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I know who I am. It's okay. Yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to touch on? I mean, I like maybe if you want to give all your information, any phone numbers, emails, and your website again. I'm not cutting you short either. We still have time. If there's anything else we missed that you'd like to specifically touch on.
I think this was really great. Again, we really are grateful for the opportunity to get the word out there, even though, you know, here on County Can Council had been, you know, doing prevention for a lot of years. A lot of people are still finding out that we actually do have an advocacy center here and that we've added this CASA program. And I would say, you know, if you're inspired listening today, you know, there are a lot of different ways, whether you are, you know, you have time to give, you know, if you have a donation to give, or if you're interested in, you know, taking a parenting class or doing, you know, like there's a stigma, you know, and
there
parenting
is,
classes are not for bad parents. They're for all parents.
It's,
like we all could use a little support, you know, in education, you know, as we're going through that. So,
well, I definitely find, not that I ever thought I was perfect before, but your flaws really become in your face when you have kids. Like, oh man.
Yeah.
I got to pick it up a notch. I'm speaking of myself particularly.
Honestly, though,
so.
Any parent, you know, and I think by going to a parent, you know, parenting classes, you learn that you're really not alone.
And
you know, you've got a great team, you know, to answer your questions and to kind of help you navigate. And then, you know, we're able to help a lot of parents beyond that. We actually have, you get diapers for like 3 years afterward, too.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, that's a big benefit for the parents, too. So, so I would say just, you know, call CAN Council at 989-623-0257. Our website is a great hub for more information. You'll also find our volunteer application if you're inspired to become a CASA volunteer or maybe just get involved. We have like an ambassador group in Huron County that, you know, helps with all different kinds of volunteer opportunities. So that's, again, cancouncil.org.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to be at Thumb Industries having a pulled pork lunch fundraiser. So that's
the pulled pork.
Yep. So that's Friday, April 21st, between
this
11 and
Friday.
3. Yep. So, you know, just come on in there and get your lunch or get it for your office. So that's another immediate way that you can help.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, just kind of look for those pinwheels and see if you can plant one in your own yard to join us in raising awareness. And we hope to just connect with more people in the community and continue to get the word out there.
Absolutely. So. Well, listen, I've enjoyed it very much. So thank you for coming in so much today, Danielle. Again, everyone, that was Danielle Russell. She is the, let me make sure I don't miss a word here, the Development and Communications Director.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.